for 6 years, and it was dropping a little bit each year.
Well, maybe I've hit rock bottom.
You might have. What year is the vehicle?
2008.
I don't know.
That's classic antique
bird.
Ah, so. Yeah, they don't make them anymore.
That's right.
Oh, well, they're going to, guaranteed they're going to get you one way or the other.
Yeah, you're not going to win, that's for sure.
It's not a matter of if they do, they're just going to do when and if they don't do it.
Like a June bride, eh?
That's it, Dick. Yeah, that's a bright sunshiny day down here, say. I don't see any clouds in the sky right now at all. It's a little bit refreshing out there, though. It's still 54 degrees out, and there's a north wind, so it'll be a cold Boston for
you. Oh, my goodness.
Put on your snuggies.
Oh, yeah.
31.6. Cloudy, and it was when I went to get the paper, there was a little bit of snow in the air.
Well, that sounds like normal up there, so I don't get too surprised at it, because I'd be surprised if you did get some snow.
It's below normal.
Actually, yeah.
Actually, the actual temperature is running above normal for this time of year.
It has, even when it's freezing.
Yeah. That's been pretty doggone to come right down to it. Yeah, we had one day there, I had, didn't make it to zero. It cut down to 0.5 degrees, but really, it's been a warm winter so far.
Well, sooner or later, you're gonna pay.
It's interesting how the definition of warm changes during the season.
My beeper went off this morning about, oh, I don't know, about 2 o'clock or so this morning, and I says, ah, maybe I finally got me a coyote. I get out and get up and get back here and get the red light on it, and I can't tell what it is. Not a fox, it's not a coyote. What in the world am I looking at? And I look. And it moved around a little. Hey, put got the light on it, and I got the red light on it, and I got the binoculars on it, and I could not tell what it was. I don't know what the heck that is. It's not a gray fox, it's not a red fox. I don't know what the heck that thing is. It run off. Well, I got to catch him a live trap sitting here in the corner of the barn, and I'd had to. Some old chicken, part of a chicken back from a roast chicken and stuff, and I tossed that thing in there for bait. And I got that sucker. It's a great big old yellow, nasty looking, apparently it's a feral cat. He's out there in the catch 'em alive trap right now.
That's what tripped your line?
I think so. I don't know for sure. I still don't know for sure, Ken.
Yes, go out there and let's see if you see some tracks in the field.
There's no snow right there. I have already been there.
Oh, okay. So you just have to watch now.
Yeah, I don't know whether it's this. I got a hunch it's this nasty old yellow cat that I was looking at. It kept staying on the far side of the doggone of that deer carcass, and then it'd look at me and then it'd move around and then it'd apparently crouch down, which a cat will do. And I couldn't see it, and I must have messed around here for about 5 minutes there this early this morning, and I had to stick with it. And so now I got this cat out there in the doggone trap. So I don't know.
He's right there by the barn, isn't he?
Yeah, he's right on the corner of the barn.
You have to go out there and turn him loose.
No comprende.
Well, he's out there keeping the rest, the mice, all the rest of the town too.
Yeah. Cleaning day.
What's your housekeeper's in today?
Yeah, she'll be here in about 45 minutes.
What, she comes every other week, is that?
Yeah, every other week on Tuesday, 10 o'clock.
Oh, okay. Coming from Pontiac?
Yeah, Pontiac, Clarkston area.
He's coming quite a ways then to get to you.
Yeah, but she was coming early in the morning. She was getting here at 8 o'clock. But traffic finally got so crazy that the light changed. Let the traffic taper down a little bit before I get on the road. And I said, sure. I said, all right with me. I said, it doesn't really make any difference. And, okay, so we're doing it this way now, because she gets me, and then she goes over to, I think she goes to Flushing, St. Robert's, the church over there. I think, I don't know, the rectory or what over there, but anyway, she's, she got two places she does on Tuesday.
Well, just long as she gets in and out of there by the time you go to bed, boy, that's all right.
Yeah, that's the gay difference. I'll be leaving anyway, to go to lunch. She's still here, and then she leaves, she locks up, and house is all locked up and sick and stiff, all spiffed up when I get back home.
Yeah, that sounds like a good way to have it.
God, we've had her since, probably 20 years.
Any time she ain't coming that long?
Yeah. We were using her way back when Carol was alive. Carol died in 03, so and we were using her before then. So kind of let you know how long we've been using her.
you probably want a retirement account from you.
Yeah. She used to have a whole slug of these women that were, oh gosh, I don't, they were under some government program. In fact, Social Security paid her because she was took care of them, did all their shopping and cleaning everything for them, took them to the doctor if they had doctor's appointments and all this other good stuff. I don't know what program it was under, but she had, oh, I don't know, she had five or six of them here in most of them were staying there at Mardon's, you know, next to the funeral home there in town. And anyway, she had a whole slug of them there, but every one of them have kicked the bucket, so she's just mainly doing houses now.
Yeah, I'm sure she got a lot of customers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've got her... I think I've got her three customers just myself. People would mention her and say, oh, hey, you know, and so I'd tell Lisa, and I, what, but I got her one woman here in town, a couple of guys.
Yeah, I'm sure she gets all the service she wants.
Oh, yeah. Jim knows one of them. You know Marge Nemesek, don't you, Jim?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she gets Marge's house.
It's winter, you know.
Yeah. Real fine stuff coming down.
UKJWC, Brooksville, Florida, in the clear.
Okay, Kenward. Well, have a good walk, and we'll catch you later. KJWC sign. This is KUUKUOU signing, and over to WHGNQ.
Okie doke. Yeah, we're a non-talkative bunch this morning, I guess. Nobody got much to say. Okay, everybody take care. Have a good day. Enjoy. And we'll catch you all in the morning. AJWC, KUOU, W8GNQ. Adios, y'all.
Adios.
Adios.
We were pretty fast on the shipping. I had waiting belong to Amazon Prime and get most of my stuff in two or three days, so I just wait till I have enough of my shopping cart to get the free shipping. They built an Amazon warehouse about a mile south of us. Used to be a big Ford plant, and a couple years ago they started building the Amazon warehouse, and everybody was worried at first, thinking there's going to be, you know, hundreds of trucks on the road and all that stuff, but it really hasn't happened that much. I guess they do most of their shipping at night. You know, every once in a while you see a truck on the road, but it's not really been bad. And they only hired like about 250 people, and they run the thing, you know, 24 hours a day. So, but it's supposed to be like it's a huge warehouse, but it's supposed to be 100% fully automated. Would love to see the inside of it because they really have very few employees considering the size of this place and everything. So it's probably highly automated. Be really interesting to see. Anyway, I'm just going to be one and done this morning. So I'll pass it down to Rod there in West Virginia. Everybody have a great day. WD8KOB. This is WA3OFA. Your turn, Rod. 73. 73,
David.
Oh, you're
73, David. FUN.
Good morning, Dave. W1E, David. W1EJM.
Yeah, okay. Time business, Dave. 73. Hope you have a good day up your way. And it is 37 degrees here in West Virginia. Kind of a cool morning, but there's no precipitation, so it's not a bad day altogether. Hope everyone is doing well today and enjoy whatever you're into.
Signal's up into the red now. Have a good day. W3 Huey.
73, Chuck. Good signal.
73, Chuck.
Glad that I'm tired, but all is
Bigfoot here. What have I been doing with ham radio? If you look at my QRZ webpage, I've got a shelf on a linen closet that makes my ham shack, and I'm kind of rearranging, building a little more shelves to make things a little bit more organized. So don't know if I'll finish the project today or not, but what I got coming up next is heading up to the food pantry to help my wife do a little bit of sorting the food up there. So with that, I'm going to say 73 to everybody. NCTLS-80YL. Good day, everybody.
73, Paul, from W3GUE.
73, Paul, WEJ.
73 there, Paul.
Good morning, Paul, W1EJM.
Okay, good morning to everybody on frequency, and I believe I'll be there on
24, so there you go.
Anyway, very good morning, November to Gulf, Lima, Foxtrot, here in River City. Is 45 degrees, a bit cool this morning, but plenty of sunshine and busy day planned. So that's what we got going on here. Dave, I've got a call right at the top of the hour conference call, so if it's not down to me by then, I'll be out of here, so you'll know. But otherwise, we plan on sticking around for the 73 round. Hope everybody's doing well. Good to see all in here. Copy of most all stations. Back to you, Dave. W3GOE, N2GLF, go ahead.
Okay, Jerry, big signal up here as usual, N2GLFW3GUE. Well, that brings us to the bottom of the list before we go up and start our 73 round. Does anyone wish to check into the country hams? If so, come now. Any check-ins for the country ham?
Somebody's trying to check in.
And no copy here. Okay, and I'm going to go ahead and start the 73 round. Band is pretty good this thing. Here in most stations, the only ones I'm not hearing are the ones that are kind of close to me as the crow flies, which is not too atypical. But other than that, the band sounds pretty doggone good here this morning. So that's all. I'll just pass it on up to Joe. KD8FIV, W3GUE.
So this is KD8FIV. I think you told me to go ahead, Dave. I can just barely hear you. And then I thought somebody was trying to check in, so I'm going to get out of here and let you take care of that. Everybody have a wonderful day. 73 is all. KD8FIV.
73, Joe. OUX.
73, Joe. Great signal. FUN.
73, Joe, from W3GOE.
73, Joe, into GLF.
Good morning, Joe. W1EJF.
73, Joe. W3FF.
Jack, OUX. 73, Jack, from W3GUE.
73, Jack, AVI.
73, Jack, W3FI.
You're up, Don. I think we may have lost Don. I don't see him on the calls list, so I'm going to go ahead and check Don out, and we'll turn it down to Ron, and I might need a little bump getting it down to him. WZ4WZ W3GUE.
Okay, Dave, thank you. I think Don said he may or may not make it back. This is WZ4WZ Ron in Jersey, Georgia. We're up to 41 degrees heading towards 60 today. It's going to be a nice day. Hope everyone has a good one, and we'll chat with you guys either later today or in the morning. This is WZ4WZ. We're coming up to Mr. Thor. Counselor, it's all yours, WB4FWZ.
73, Ron. Good signal. KBJ.
73, Ron. AVI.
73 Ron, W1EJM.
Your turn, Thor, into GLF.
Anyone here, Thor?
He's not in there.
Okay, well, we'll mark him not heard then, this go around. John, KB4OIF, W3 Huey.
Good signal, a lot better than what it was when we first started this morning. Couldn't hear you at all.
All right.
Not a whole lot else going on. It's all the way up to 45 out there, so it's starting to warm up. We're finding the house for a little while. But the houses around the neighborhood have frost on the shingles, so
it was cold last night.
We're going to wait until it gets up to about 55 before we can venture out.
Got everything done, so to speak, breakfast and all that kind of stuff.
Got to run to the store and pick up some stuff today, and that's going to be about it. Waiting on some paperwork from the bank, and they say it's mailed out yesterday, so it might come in the mail today. Our local base does taxes for free for civilians. They work on the base there and retired military, so that's where I've been taking money for 10 years. All right, I'm going to get out of here and just, I'm going to listen for a little bit, but I got to get started. Let's see, that's you, KB4OIF. That's all yours, Rick.
Secretary John, how are you?
W3 Huey. 10-3
John,
CBJ. 10-3 John,
WPSM. You're up, Rick. Rick, W3 Huey.
KD3ZQ, W3SA. 73 is Rick. Have a great day. Not a whole lot to add here. It's warming up nicely. It's supposed to be 60 and up in the 60s come first of next week, so back to crazy weather. Anyhow, everybody have a great day. Dave, thanks for running the Ned. Certainly appreciate it. Got a pretty good copy on you this morning. So with that, over to Vic. K0OUX, W3SA, 73 is off.
73, John.
73, John, from W3 Huey.
Good morning, John, W1EJM.
Okay, 73 is there.
Okay, W3, get the big shut off here. W3SA, K0OUX, back on the ICOM. The TR7 is dropping out. I don't know what got a problem with that. So, gonna have to put it on the bench. Anyway, warming up a little more. 32 here, but still cloudy.
Kind of light clouds canopy there. Sun's trying to break through, but not sure it's going to make it.
And Dave, if you're copying, was copying you up and down. Let's listen on SDR. So hope you're copying. Thanks for running the net this morning on Tube Tuesday. And we'll catch a few of you a little later. Let's see, Jimmy signed out, so Steve, up to you. Good morning, AC2XM, K0UX.
Okay, Vic. I didn't hear any 73s in there, but I see them on the IM, so I will say my 73 to you, K0OUX from AC2FM. Been hearing you this morning. Sorry that the one radio was giving you trouble there, but it sounded good on the first round. You know, you were transmitting fine, and of course the icons worked great for you too. So it's all good. And I hope you figure out what's wrong with the other radio. I don't have too much else here. We're just about up to 40 degrees at this point. It's kind of warm for the end of January, but we'll take it. Not going to complain about the nice weather. And with that, I will just pass things along here to Ron and say my 73 to the group. So 85 FUN. WD5FUN, I'm sorry, from ATQXM 73 L.
73 Steve, OUX.
73 Steve from W3 Dewey.
73 Steve, WTSA.
Good morning, Steve, W1EJM.
Okay, Steve, good morning to you, 73. Have a great day. By the way, I have the same temperature here in Tennessee that you have in New Jersey. Anyway. I was going to say earlier, when you were talking about when you send it over to the post office, part of the time I never get it. It always says it's in my mailbox. Anyway, with that, let me say 73, everybody. Hope everybody has a good day. And I'll turn it down to you guys. K4PBJ, WD5.
Good morning, Ron. WD5FUN, K4PBJ. Hope everyone got the 73s in. 73s, Ron. Good signal today. Good to hear you. I think we always have pretty good pipeline between your station and a couple of stations down in Georgia. And that's good. Good to hear everyone that I could hear, and I heard most everyone today. A few of them were on the light side. I know GLF, Jerry, down in River City, with all that swamp gas, must be really putting out a good signal today. He was like 10 over S9 today, rattling the window panes. Anyway, Dave, appreciate you running the net. Good job as always. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to Don in the villages. W1EJM from K4PVJ. All yours, Don. 73 calls. Everybody have a great day.
73 guy from W3GOE.
73 guy, M2GLF.
73 guy, copy you that time. OUX.
Thank you, fellas.
Okie doke.
Good morning to you, guy. K4PVJ from W1EJM.
Good transmission. I'm copying almost everybody today. I got one for sure. The guy just 10 miles south of me. I can't copy him at all. Nothing. Anyway, copying just about everybody else, though. Good signals this morning, all Q5, basically. So, Jerry, I'm copying you Q5. Not much on the S-meter, but, you know, you're out ahead of the noise, and I'm copying you, so
intelligible. Well, I should say intelligible.
I can hear your voice. Okay. Enough of that. Anyway,
got lunch out of the bagel shop today, and other than that, nothing much going on except working a little bit of ham radio antenna stuff for a friend of mine over in Melbourne, Florida. He's a guy who I met when I was 15 years old. So I've known him for 63 years now. Amazing. Just amazing. Anyway, his call is K2ZEA, K2ZEA, and he may be in here someday.
We don't know.
If this antenna works, he may be able to get in. Okay, with that, Dave, thanks for running the net. Always a pleasure to be here, and we'll catch you guys further down the lot. So, let's see, N9AVI to pick it up. The W1EJM now clear. Good morning, touch your hand.
73 Don from W3ZEA. Your neighbor's camping, I think, up by Lake City. That might be why you don't hear him.
Oh,
73 there, Don. Chuck, I think's down the RV at Lake City. OUX.
So I was thinking 10 miles from home, I ought to be able to copy him.
No, I think we just solved the mystery.
All right, thank you very much. W1EJ, I'll be clear. Thanks, Dave.
73, Don.
73, Don. 73, Don.
All right, good morning, guys.
This is N9AVI. Well, by golly, Don, pretty good signal up here in Indianapolis. Got a business meeting tonight, so we got to get ready for that. Other than that, just doing a little tinkering around the house, I guess. Thanks for running the net, Dave. Good job. Really enjoyed it. So, with nothing else, 73's to all. And we'll throw it up to Greg at NX2W. Take it away.
73, Mike. OUX.
73, Mike. NCGLF.
73's there, Greg. OUX.
73, Greg. 73 FM.
Good to have you back. We've been thinking of you.
73 Jerry W1EJM. Nice to hear your voice.
73 Jerry W3FM.
Okay, Jerry, 73, my friend, N2GLF. But Jerry, the pollen is flying down here, and spring is here.
Good morning, Chief.
Good to hear you. All right, Dave. Thanks for taking the net and running it and doing such a fine job. We've got plenty of time before that conference call, so there you have it. Anyway, everybody have a... I think we go on and on for 10 minutes, Dave.
No, no, never mind.
Anyway, see y'all later. Y'all have a good day. Be safe,
and we'll catch you next time.
N2GLF is passing us on up to Bob. I've heard him a couple of times lately, so the fans, maybe the special 25 Bob is going to get us in touch with each other. Hope so. Hopefully you're hearing me. KB1DPD, N2GLF, 73 Country Hammer.
73 there, Jerry. OUX. Jerry, have a good day.
73 Jerry, do what you're saying.
73 Jerry, W. KB1 DPB, W3 Jerry, you're up, Bob.
Go ahead there, Bob. Good signal down here. K0UX. I think Bob was in it. Did anyone have a copy on him? I could tell he was there, but no copy.
Hey, it's real weak here, Dave. 73's there, Bob. Have a good day. K0UX.
Take it, Ray. W9EWA, W3GUE.
Okay, Dave. Thank you, and good morning to you. Good morning to everybody who's remaining on the frequency here this morning. I'll say 73 to Bob. I don't think he's going to copy me, though. I'm a little late here this morning. I've been involved in a rather intense project. The kitchen sink would not drain. I pretty much knew what the problem was. I've got a long, very long, about 60 foot, a horizontal run. The people that put in the drain didn't put any angle on it, so the water was coming down. As a result, this 60 foot run with a couple of bends in it collects sludge just enough to block things up. Really bad, too. Boy, this stuff is horrendous. I got in there with a snake, and it took about three good turns at cleaning that stuff out, and boy, when it came out, it gushed out. It was incredible. But the drain is clear. I am victorious. The sink drains now. Everything is clear. It was a major project. I was listening to you fellas while I was doing it, and I didn't want to check in because I didn't know if I would be able to finish the job before the net closed. So anyway, I am victorious, and now all I have to do is think of something else to get into. And I think I'll take a rest for now. Anyway, 32 degrees is our current temperature. We have just very light freezing drizzle here in Valparaiso. Overcast. It's been overcast. We haven't seen the sun in over a week here. It's incredible. It's typical winter time. I'll say 73, and take care, everybody. Have a great day, and thanks for getting me in there, Dave. Good to hear you, and good to be able to read the mail on you fellows while toiling away. W3GOE, and well, let's see. Do we pass it to somebody else? I didn't look at the screen. Well, we could go to W4MGL, I suppose. And if he doesn't copy me, you can bring him in there, Dave. This is W9EWA 73, all.
73, Ray. Good work.
73, Ray.
There's three there, Ray. Don't throw any potato peels down there. That'll plug her up. K0UX.
73, Ray, W1EJM. I don't envy you that job.
Okay, Mark, you're up.
Showing 3,500 watts out without any variation. But that happens once in a while. There's no way of me destroying this amplifier. It's an Elecraft KPA-500, and the
safety's built into this thing. It's just about impossible to do anything to it.
Okay, this is NK8O.
Can you give me a signal report? What is my report?
Oh, you're a solid 5.9 into southern Michigan.
Okay, very good. Thanks. W9MOE.
Back to you, Steve.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right. Back there and everything, and I can just see Ron Cook moving, that's about it. Still have a good one there, Leo, and nice to hear you. Okay, this is W0UZR, along with KCA, Gate, Gary, and Steve up here in Northeast Minnesota. And let's see if any mobiles are checking in again. No more mobiles? Okay, well, we'll pick up to anybody from anywhere. No more check-ins, eh? Well, it's a bit early, but we may as well turn it over to you over there. And so, thanks a lot there, Jerry, for... Pretty awesome calls and stuff, and he picked up a bunch of people that I wasn't hardly able to hear over here, and whatnot there, so it helps to have a couple of people in different areas putting out calls, and then everybody can get checked in on the service and that, so thanks everybody for checking in with us, and we'll turn it over to Jim KUU in Michigan. W0UZR. W0UZR, KUU.
Good morning, Steve. Good morning, Jerry over there. They can hear him in and out. They're not real solid, but enough to copy him. Anyway, this is Midcard, and anybody got a schedule for the top of the hour? Anybody with a schedule? Hearing none, this is KUOU with Midcar, the Midwest Amateur Radio Service. We operate on 7258 kilohertz every day of the year from about 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time until 2 p.m. or later as conditions permit. We provide a controlled frequency environment where mobile and fixed stations can meet and move to another frequency if they wish to carry on long as you so. We always give first priority to mobiles. However, all stations are welcome. This is a directed net, and the service control will direct on calls, communications, and traffic. Midcar provides road and weather conditions if conditions warrant. When traffic allows, we gladly provide signal and audio reports, comparison of antennas and amplifiers, and anything else we can do to assist amateurs in operating properly. You need not have traffic to check in. Just give us your call when we call for check-in. We want to hear from everyone as that gives us an idea of the propagation within our service area. If you hear someone on frequency and wish to contact them, say contact and we'll hook you up. Having said that, any mobiles? Any mobiles for Midcars? Hearing none, this is KUOU. Anybody anywhere? November India Hotel, go ahead. From Pennsylvania. Thanks for checking in. Anything else we can do for you? The call sign is Kilowatt 8, United, Ocean United, KUOU. Go. Okay, thanks for checking in. This is KUOU. Anybody else? Midcar, the Midwest Amateur Radio Service, KUOU at the helm looking for check-ins. Midcar,
is the Midwest Amateur Radio Service, KUOU, at the helm looking for check-ins. Anybody anywhere, everybody is welcome.
KUOU, ND9W, morning.
ND9W, good morning. Ray, how's things with you?
Good.
Okay, Ray, very good. Well, we got an overcast day. We've had some little white, real fine flurries. Some of it's sticking around. And we still have snow left over from before. So it's just not melting too fast because the ground's so frozen that even with the warm temperatures we've had for the last 4 or 5 days, it's still hanging in there. Oh, well, still is winter, you know. Have a good one, Ray. Thanks.
Thanks for picking me up.
Yeah, well, the ground gets cold up there, and
you know, no matter what the temperature is, it seems like the snow and the ice hanging in there just a little bit longer. Hopefully, the same one is too high. Have a good day. KUOU, I'm going to get
you. Take care. Okay, take care, 73s. KUOU, looking for check ins. Papa Tango Papa, go ahead.
Good morning, this is Tango Papa. Papa Tango Papa. How did it work out an RF problem?
You're kind of breaking up a little bit.
That's what I said. I'm trying to work out an RF problem, so apparently I'm still getting it.
Yep, it's still a problem. It sounds like a little bit RF that keeps skipping in and out.
Thank you so much. Have a good morning out that way,
KC4
CC. I'll check back with you in a little bit.
Okay, we'll be here. This is KUOU looking for check-ins. Midcar is the Midwest Amateur Radio Service. KUOU at the helm looking for check-ins. India, India Echo, go ahead. Nice signal here. You're getting between S8 and S9 and good clean audio, so it's working. Okay, very good. Well, we do it because the people keep checking in, and that's what makes us go there again. And we appreciate that very much. Thanks for the check-in. Look forward to the next time. This is KUOU looking for check-ins.
N4CIX.
I got an N4CIA, I believe it is. There was another 4 in there.
We are Kilowatt, November 4, November Charlie Lima.
Okay, November Charlie Lima, go ahead. Glad to hear it. Anyway, thanks for checking in. Anything else we can do for you?
No, sir. No, sir. Everybody's doing good. Just wanted to check in and glad to hear a little bit of fans open up.
Yeah, it's over. opens up and closes back and forth, that we just work with what we got and hope for the best and enjoy what we can. Have a great day, 7-3. Okay, NCA, go ahead.
It's N4CI X-ray. This is Terry of Pikeville, Kentucky. Got about 38 degrees here in overcast. So far, I haven't seen any snow. And yeah, hope it don't.
Yeah, well, we got snow on, a little bit of snow on the ground, a little bit of flurry, real fine flurry. It's so fine you could hardly see it coming down, but you see it accumulating a little bit. But it is still winter up here, and we've had a mild one so far. We have not had the snowfall that we normally get, so who knows? We still got some left, so we still got time. Anyway, have a great day, and thanks for checking in.
You too.
Okay, this is Kilowatt 8 United Ocean United, K8UOU, looking for check-ins. Midcar is the Midwest Amateur Radio Service, K8UOU, looking for check-ins. The KB1DPD. Massachusetts, how's things out your way? Well, you're a little bit on the light side, but we're getting you a Q5, so, but the old band's flipping back and forth, one never knows. But we do copy you. Okay, well, you took a fade that time. We didn't get a whole lot of that, but anyway, anything else we can do for you? Q5 that time. You're reaching, but it's the van. Well, earlier this morning, the van just went dead. I couldn't hear anybody on the net I was on. That's unusual. Usually I hear at least somebody, but it went dead. Okay, have a great day, and we'll catch you again. This is KUOU, looking for check-ins. Seven threes, have a good one. This is KUOU looking for check-ins. Red Car, the Midwest Amateur Radio Service, KUOU calling. Red Car, the Midwest Amateur Radio Service, KUOU on frequency, calling and listening. You still around up there, Steve?
Oh, I'm still around, yes, I sure am there, I sure am. And, gotta make sure I don't trip and, down a hill. I don't know how long that'll be before I quit rolling. But anyway, okay, this is W0UZR. You got this guy's on 7.258. And of course, I'm here along with KUOU. And let's listen and see if we have any mobile. No mobile? Okay, don't hear any mobiles. Who else is checking in, everybody? Whoever you are.
more traction, Vic. I guess we can go back to bed. Cars on 7.258. Yeah, anybody for the service? Looks like I can go back to bed there, Jim. Yeah, looks like put everybody to sleep. Nobody's around. Oh, well. There'll be a few here. This is a KUOU looking for check-ins. Midcars, the Midwest Amateur Radio Service, KUOU, Jim up here in Fenton, Michigan, looking for check-ins. Yeah, I got two in there, one on top of the other. There was a Victor 3. Was there a 3 in there? Whiskey 3, Alpha something, go ahead. AMC, go ahead. Nice signal on you there, Dave. It's the band's flipping back and forth, but you were solid that time. Anyway, travel carefully out there and hope you make your destination in good time. Fenton, Michigan, we're just south of Flint by about 12 miles, and the handle is Jim, Japan, India, Mexico. Okay, who is the other one? Bravo, Victor Papa, go ahead. Tim, well, you're a little warmer than we are. We're right close to the freezing point, maybe a bit above it, like 33. Anyway, just a winner. Hope things are going well with you, and thanks for checking in. Whatever you're running is in and out, but we've got it copied 90% of that. And the call is Kilowatt 8 United, Ocean United, KUOU, Jim. Jim, thanks for checking in. Have a good one. This is KUOU looking for check-ins.
Repeat 0, Papa Sugar Mobile.
Papa Sugar Mobile, go ahead.
Same on 0 UOU.
WZLU, I'm sorry, W0PS Bubble, name's Jay. We're in O'Fallon, Missouri, west of St. Louis. Just wanted to say good morning, and if that's your original call, I bet you were licensed in about 59. Is that close?
You hit it right on the head. That's my original call, and it was 1959.
Okay, my name is Jay, J-A-Y. My first call was J-A-L-D-R, and I got licensed in 58. That's how I knew.
There were a lot of licenses issued in that year. 58, 59 was a big year for amateur radio.
Oh, yeah, it sure was. Yeah, and all our young guys got interested at the same time and got started.
Yeah, just a couple weeks ago, and we've had a 57, a
58, a 59, and a 60, all at the same time.
Yeah, well, we're still around.
Oh, yeah, where
are
you at?
I'm up in Fenton, Michigan.
Oh, okay, I'm originally from Toledo, that's the reason I asked.
Well, just down the road a piece.
All right, well, we just wanted to say good morning to everybody out of that. And we're just on our way to a meeting this morning, so just say hi, and we'll just listen here for a little bit.
Okay, Jay, well, travel carefully, and thanks for checking in and for that little bit of a nostalgia. Yeah, oh, boy, back in that era, the bands were wide open. We worked in Europe. I was in the service at the time, and we built a little AM transmitter, quarter of a watt, and we were working all kinds of European stations.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I had a DX35, and, of course, on AM. And, you know, it's good. You could go down 10 meters most any time of day or night in a couple hours to have worked all continents.
Oh, yeah. Those are the good old days. Haven't seen any sense like that since. Have a good one, travel carefully, and look forward to the next time.
Thanks much, that is RPS level.
Okay, this is KUOU looking for check-ins.
Romeo, Foxtrot, Kilo.
Romeo, Foxtrot, Kilo. How you doing, Ken?
If we were doing any better, it'd be illegal and they'd put me in jail.
We finally got some real nice weather. Sky is clear.
It's probably close to 40. I think it's supposed to get up to 45 or 50 today. But we got two dogs here, two extra dogs here today. One stayed home. But everything going great. I've already did my honey-do list.
My wife is a limey and likes to watch Netflix, the English movies and that.
And she went out and said, you better have that Netflix fixed when I got home. Well, I just finished it, so I guess I'm safe.
There you go. Well, it's always good to be in good graces with a wife.
If you know what's good for you, you will be.
Well, very good, Ken. Well, take care and have a great day, and thanks for checking in.
Okay, we'll catch you later down the log. Whiskey Bravo 2, Romeo Fox Dracula. Have a good day.
You too. Have a great one. This is KUOU looking for check-ins.
K9ARM Mobile.
K9ARM Mobile. How you doing there, Andy?
Oh, doing good. Got my work done in La Crosse, and I'm headed home. Good to hear you this morning, Jim. How are you doing?
Doing good. Just sitting here watching the weather. It's not doing much. It's overcast and getting some real fine snow every once in a while. But other than that, that's it.
Yeah, I had a little bit of mist, light mist last night when I went into work, but nothing now. 25 degrees and cloudy, but roads are very clear, so no problem. Good to hear you this morning, Jim. Have a good day. K9ARM Mobile.
You too. You say you're headed home?
Roger, roger.
Taking the rest of the week off or just a quick buzz by?
No, I got to go do something at home and then back to Madison and down to Decatur, and then I'm home.
Hey, keep you moving.